This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, January 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's set of lines. Assembly passes groundwater bill. Sweep grants stall. Senator Butler meets with Ag and Haley goes after Trump on tariffs. Assembly passes groundwater bill. The Assembly yesterday narrowly approved a bill to grant disadvantaged communities and wetlands special exemptions to SGMA. Assembly member Damon Connolly of San Rafael argued that local groundwater agencies have not done a thorough job in considering how their plans would affect communities and wetlands. Assembly member Steve Bennett of Ventura added that the agencies are often dominated by the largest pumpers, making it difficult for small water users to get proper representation. Farm groups have opposed the measure, warning it would set up the basins to fail. The Senate will soon take up the bill. Stalled sweep grants await CARB approval. A CDFA program that incentivizes farmers to upgrade their irrigation pumps is in limbo. As it did with many programs across agencies, the administration froze spending for sweep in December as revenue forecasts indicated a sharp deficit on the horizon. In his budget proposal, released January 10th, Governor Newsom is hoping to backfill the funding with cap-and-trade revenues. Switching the money to a climate program, however, means CDFA must demonstrate the greenhouse gas reductions to the Air Resources Board. Perhaps anticipating the issue, CDFA staff launched a new tool last fall that factors in reductions for nitrous oxide emissions from switching to electric equipment. Yet the funding would be delayed until after the legislature passes the budget in June, and the added vetting process could push the solicitation timeline back even further. California's newest senator meets with Ag. Senator LaFonza Butler traveled to Fresno County last week where she met with several ag groups and was welcomed by Representative Jim Costa. The discussion focused on water supplies, immigration, exports, and equity. That according to the Western Agricultural Processors Association. WAPA's Roger Isom highlighted the water blueprint for the San Joaquin Valley and its goals for addressing a shortfall of 2 million acre feet for the valley to comply with SGMA. Also in attendance were representatives from the Westlands Water District, Fryant Water Authority, San Luis and Delta Mendota Water Authority, NISI Farms League, California Fresh Fruit Association, African American Farmers of California, and Fresno County Farm Bureau. Judge turns back H-2A rule. A court has rejected a challenge by agricultural employers to the Labor Department's 2022 H-2A rule, finding that the department properly followed notice and comment procedures. The National Council of Agricultural Employers had argued that the department illegally withdrew the previous administration's rule, which was published online 9 days before President Joe Biden took office. U.S. District Judge Rudolph Contreras, however, determined that the January 11, 2021 version of the rule never became official because of the Office of Federal Register never made it available for public inspection. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to the Morning Edition. USDA ready $65 million with a goal of reducing specialty crop export barriers. The Agriculture Department is planning to use $65 million in regional agricultural promotion program funds on projects to remove specialty crop export barriers. The Assisting Specialty Crop Exports Initiative, rolled out yesterday, will help to collect export certification and packaging data needed by other countries and, quote, support projects that advance U.S. specialty crop exports by expanding domestic understanding of foreign food safety systems and foreign understanding of U.S. food safety systems. Three program work streams include commodity-specific trade and regulatory capacity building, plastics and packaging solutions, and funding of a maximum residue limit MRL database, the USDA said in its release. Haley attacks Trump on tariffs. GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley is attacking former President Donald Trump's trade policy as she tries to slow down his momentum. Haley yesterday, the former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador during the Trump administration, said in an interview on CNBC, "This the man who wants to go and put 10% tariffs across the board, raising taxes on every single American." Think about that for a second. Trump has proposed imposing a baseline tariff on all imported goods. He hasn't talked about the plan's details, but he has offered 10% as the possible size of the tariff. Now, in a post on X, Haley claimed a 10% tariff could cost families an average of $2,600 a year. They've already paying skyrocketing prices thanks to Biden and Trump's inflation. "We can't afford this," she wrote. Dowd: political calculus has changed for ag on trade. Greg Dowd, he served as chief agriculture trade negotiator during the Trump administration, says U.S. agriculture is facing a different political dynamic on trade policy than it used to. For many years, ag groups pushed administrations to negotiate lower tariffs, trade barriers for farm commodities in exchange for increased access to the U.S. market for non-agriculture products. Dowd said during a trade policy discussion at the American Enterprise Institute yesterday. But now, quote, "part of this problem is other parts of the U.S. economy are like, we're done giving. We're not interested in giving as much anymore. And I think that makes it more difficult for U.S. agriculture to get what it wants in the international trade arena." Another trade war coming? Sharon Bomer Lauritsen, who led the U.S. Trade Representative's Ag Affairs Office from 2011 to 2020, said some commodities have never fully recovered from Trump's trade war with China. She said both Trump's plan, as well as a House committee's recent recommendation for taking action against China over trade, could really be a danger to American agriculture. House Energy and Commerce to hold a hearing on Snake River dams. The House Energy and Commerce Committee will hold a hearing today on the Biden administration's $1 billion plan aimed at reversing salmon declines in the Columbia and Snake River systems. Council on Environmental Quality Chair Brenda Mallory is set to appear at the 10 a.m. hearing alongside officials from U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the Energy Department, and the Bonneville Power Administration. Other witnesses include National Rural Electric Cooperative Association CEO Jim Matheson, Washington Grain Commission CEO Casey Chumra, Pacific Northwest Waterways Association Executive Director Neil Manu, and Yakima Nation Tribal Council Member Jeremy Takala. Now, take note, the White House proposal would fund fish restoration efforts and tribal clean energy projects, implement changes to federal hydropower operations, and look at how to offset the transportation, recreation, and irrigation impacts resulting from the potential removal of four dams on the lower Snake River. The administration, however, emphasized in a fact sheet it was not, quote, making a judgment on dam breaching, which would require congressional authorization. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, January 30th, brought to you by Rabo Agri Finance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.